again. This is Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
We're all professionals here.
You need professional help, son.
One professional helping another professional.
Professional? Completely professional, huh?
The notions of a professional team.
He's a professional.
You're a professional.
We're supposed to be professionals.
You're a professional basket case.
You're here to do a job.
Start acting like professionals.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, February 17th, President's Day. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning, Husker Nick.
He's not here.
Good morning, producer Liz.
Also not here.
No one is in this building except for us and the news station.
It is a company holiday, which it's President's Day is a weird holiday because only some things.
Right. So the banks and the post offices are closed.
I believe so.
State workers.
I
are
don't.
Off too?
I think some.
Okay.
And then elementary school for LPS is closed, yeah. But that's actually a teacher plan day. I don't think President's Day is one that everybody gets
teachers
off.
Don't get it off, but the kids, elementary kids get it off.
Right. Okay. Elementary kids, but not middle and high school, and the universities are open.
Right.
So those day workers don't get it
so
off,
you're
right?
Teaching today, too.
Yes, yeah. Yes. We have normal class at the
By
university
the way,
today.
Lauren's a University of Nebraska Lincoln professor.
I'm an adjunct.
Oh, no, you're a professor.
No,
professor
I'm an adjunct, Lynch. Technically. Oh, well. That's like, I'm not fully employed. I just employed to teach could a couple you, of specific classes.
Could you just claim you're a professor?
It's weird. I can't even let them call me. Like,
really?
No, they call me Lauren.
They call you by your first name?
Yes. Didn't you call your...
No!
I saw a thing recently that's so
Mr.
true.
Mr. Gilbert.
That it's like, Mr.?
Mr. Wojta.
You called your college...
Yeah.
...instructors Mr.?
Yeah.
I feel like it's either first name or professor whatever.
Oh.
Like I don't think I've heard right. any Mr. or Mrs. anything.
Hmm.
I did see a thing recently that was funny. That was, you know, like in middle school and high school, it's like, my name is Ms. Silverman and you shall address me as such. And then your college instructors are like, what up, I'm Josh. Which is
what up, I'm Josh.
Which is very, very accurate. So, yes, I make...
Okay, that's
yeah.
very funny.
Yes.
Like
anyway, so that's open.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about last yeah. week, this has caused just...
A major rift in your family?
Oh, my gosh. Because now I have a middle schooler,
right.
which makes... So, everybody's in elementary school except for my sixth grader, which makes him the only kid that has to go to school today.
Oh, that's right.
And he's very upset about it.
Is Brady like, throwing a protest?
He's just... I believe he is... The whole world is unfair. Because everybody else gets to stay home.
I just see him wandering around last night around bedtime in his robe and his glasses and a glass of milk. Just going... Fresser.
Actually, it was the opposite. He was a friend of his for his birthday. He got to go see A Bronx Tale at the Orpheum in Omaha.
Yeah.
In the Orpheum in Omaha last night.
Oh,
so
God.
He didn't even get home till 11 something.
Wow, and, he's like a teenager now.
Yeah, so he got home at 11 something, and he's the only one that has to get up for school.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm sure, even though he got to go do a cool thing, adds to the injustice of it all.
Right.
In his mind.
So when that happens, where he's coming home at like almost 11. Who stayed up?
Was Paul, it? My husband. I was fully asleep.
So he just sits in the living room with a glass of whatever. I'm like, no. I don't know, a margarita or something. He's like,
no,
so that was a show.
I think he sat in bed and stared at his phone.
Oh.
Is probably.
Is that annoying to you while you're sleeping?
No, I was asleep.
All right. Okay.
No, that was no. Nope. And once I'm out, I'm pretty much out.
You're done.
I remember... He must have let Brady in because he was sitting next to me, and then all of a sudden he was turning the light off, and I was like, "Why you got away from Brady?"
That's funny.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, so even though half the crew is not even here, we will still do a regular fun show for you, including Am I a Bad Parent or Son?
Ooh,
that we'll do that.
You?
Yeah, me.
Okay.
Well. I put it up. I forgot to put it up like yesterday afternoon on the morning show page about why did your Valentine's Day suck?
Oh.
And so I put it up a little bit later last night. We already have like 30 messages.
I was going to say we have plenty from what I've seen.
So we'll trade you your horrible Valentine's Day coming up at 7 o'clock. You can get in on that now on the morning show page at KX969. We'll do a Make It Right Monday. The best of the best. And then... Is this a good idea or a bad idea to get wine delivered to you on your cruise ship? And we'll also get into the new big game we have for you, which is this.
Kix 96.9 has your chance to meet Miranda Lambert at the Tortuga Music Festival in Fort Lauderdale. We'll fly you and a friend to South Florida for 3 days on the beach with Luke Bryan, Miranda, Tim McGraw, John Party, and so...
Wake up every day
here. Waking you up every morning.
With JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Thankfully, criminals are dumb because it gives us stuff to talk about.
It's true. They're dumb all year round. They don't take holidays. We can respect that.
Almost had the perfect storm of a stupid is what the Florida trifecta.
Okay.
But one of the stories is out of New York.
All right. Well, that's acceptable.
So we start in New York.
Okay.
A man decided it would be a good time to rob a local Taco Bell. Paul Rostick walked into the Taco Bell, threatened the cashier while also pulling the register off the counter and taking off with it.
He just picked up the register and left with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Inside that register was $340.
Okay.
However, it took the police only 3 minutes to locate him.
Because he was carrying a cash register? And they're not small, if you think about the cash registers in most fast food places, because they have the computer and everything with them.
Right.
It's not like a little cash box. Those are big pieces of equipment.
Actually, that's not the reason they caught him.
Oh, no?
They located him inside a strip club next door. The bouncer called the cops and said, yeah, there's a dude who just got in here with a... He's carrying a cash register.
He didn't even try to get the cash out before taking it to a strip club?
Nope.
That man had one goal.
He sat down at one of the tables and was trying to break into it while watching a show.
The bouncer's like, look, I'm not a trained investigator, but I'm pretty sure there is the continuation of a crime happening right now at table 12. Wow, that is that is a man on a mission.
Yeah.
I am going to a strip club tonight. Even if I have to knock off a Taco Bell on the way.
And then we moved to St. Petersburg, Florida, where officers say Ahmad Rashad Weston was a leader of a ring, a drug ring.
Okay.
He often worked with his brother and their mom.
Okay.
From inside her apartment of a retired community.
In a retirement community?
Uh-huh. A senior complex.
They're hiding in plain sight. No one looked there.
Investigators see 7 pounds of marijuana, 4 handguns. Numerous magazines and bullets from a safe that was located underneath the bed of Grandma Serena Weston, 65.
Who's going to look there, right?
Look under her bed. They've been investigating the trio for about a year now. And finally, no arrest yet for Serena, the mom, the grandma.
Well, yeah, because then you play senile.
Yep.
You're in a retirement community.
I had no idea this is going on. But
what are my boys doing?
What were they doing?
Meanwhile, she's only 65, not 95. Right, so I don't know that she necessarily talks like that.
And then we have one more from Florida in our Stupid Is and Stupid Does. After a fun night full of alcohol at a bowling alley.
Okay.
Rebecca Durante wanted to get it on with her boyfriend, according to Florida police.
Okay.
However, her boyfriend wasn't in the mood, and that didn't sit well with her.
Oh, no.
She punched out the front glass windows with her hand.
Of the bowling alley or of their house?
Of their house.
Oh, okay. So they had left the bowling alley.
She got up, and he's like, yeah, no, I'm tired. I don't want to do anything. And so she decided to punch out their windows and then began attacking her boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah,
she seems nice.
The windows were broken, so the neighbors heard the scuffle, and they called the cops on them. So they spent Valentine's Day in jail.
I always, like, you told them what really happened? you weren't too embarrassed to be like, he wouldn't do it, so I punched the windows. I don't know. I would definitely, not that I would do that.
Right.
But, I don't know, don't you make something up that sounds...
Yeah, you do something, yeah.
...less embarrassing than that?
I fell.
Oops.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
On the way, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City and teasing some new music.
Turn up the ring. Kix Mornings with J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, we've heard Carly Pearce talk about how romantic Michael Ray is plenty of times, but he really does take it to another level. She recently talked about the details of when he proposed to her. This was back in December of 2018. Okay. So they were on vacation in Mexico, and although they had talked about getting married and all of that, she said she didn't think he was going to propose there because it would be too obvious. Quote, Michael's so romantic, but he's also so one of a kind in the way that he likes to do things that are surprising and do things for people that are unexpected. So just proposing to me on a beach felt too predictable for him. Her skepticism played right into his hands. As they were in their room getting ready for dinner, they could see what looked like a wedding ceremony being put together on the hotel balcony. She didn't think anything of that either, right, because she figured, why would he let me see it, even if that was something he was planning?
Right.
Well, then she missed another clue. When they left the room, there were rose petals on the ground winding from their door down the stairs. She still thought, she was like, I don't know, I thought the wind blew or something.
How oblivious are you?
At this point, she finally put it all together at the bottom of the stairs when she realized that the trail of flowers led from their door to the whole beautifully decorated roof deck that she thought was a wedding ceremony that she'd been watching from their room.
And there's a sign there that says, Michael's proposing to Carly now.
And she's like, I wonder if there's another Michael and Carly here. Anyway, there was a massive white floral arrangements, tiki torches and candles, and just a table for two. Wow. They're married now, so clearly it went well.
Yeah, it did do okay.
Kenny Chesney has a whole new album for us coming this Friday, and we have a teaser for you today. Here's a little bit of one of his new songs called Here and Now.
Here and now, everybody's waiting, but they're waiting on.
Remember, Kenny is coming to see us in July, bringing his chillaxification tour to Kansas City.
Yeah, he's got Florida, Georgia Line, and Old Dominion, Michael Franti and Spearhead.
It's going to be a big show.
Yeah.
You can win tickets now at KZKX.com. Maren Morris was on an episode of Sesame Street over the weekend. It was clearly filmed a while back because she's super pregnant right now and she was not on the show.
Okay.
Of course, she sang a song with a message. It's called Oops, Whoops, Wait, Aha! And it's about never giving up no matter how tough things are. It's about learning new things even if they're hard for you. It was written by the Sesame Street staff, not by Maren.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of Oops, Whoops, Wait, Aha!
Learning how to do you go, oops, whoops, way, aha, hey, hey, hey. Oops, whoops, way, aha, hey, hey, hey. Oops, whoops, way, aha.
There you go.
So there's Maren Morris on Sesame Street. And then I just saw Sesame Street put out an Instagram that they were filming with Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh,
so
wow.
Lots of our country favorites will be on Sesame Street.
Sounds good to me.
And we have a big concert announcement this morning, but we can't tell you yet.
Nope.
We have to wait till we get the official word, which is coming, quote, sometime after 8 a.m.
Yep.
So if it's right at 8 a.m., we will tell you right then. If not, we'll tell you as soon as we can.
Yep.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We'll serve up some heartache medication with your chance to win coming up.
Mornings with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Hold on, somebody does.
What? Everything was different in this room this morning.
Okay. Sidebar, it's our engineer, Bob, because I know our timer's gone. There's other things that are missing.
My computer was like facing the wrong direction, and my microphone, everything was, my chair was at the wrong height. Who moved my cheese?
Normally, Bob's a silent ninja type engineer. He just kind of comes in the dark of night and gets things done. Not this time. He was like a drunken sailor. He just walked through. He's like, put this over here, and knock this around, and put this down here.
Anyway.
All right. So normally,
good things.
At this time, we do where we celebrate people doing good things. So if you ever have a good thing, you can let us know by tagging it, hashtag good things, in Facebook or Twitter, KX969. What's yours today, Lauren?
Okay. My good thing comes out of Northern California. A 92-year-old woman called a cab because she needed to go to the bank. Well, the cab driver that came, his name is Raj Singh, and he started chatting with the woman about why she needed to, you know, just like, where are you going today? What are you doing? Kind of a deal. And it turned out that she was going to the bank because she needed to take out $25,000 somebody had called her from the IRS and said she needed to send to them.
This is a scam.
And yeah, well, that's immediately what Raj thought.
Right.
That this doesn't sound right. So he started asking her some questions. She totally disagreed. No, the IRS says I need to send this. And he was like, well, do you have on your phone still the number that called you? Why don't we just call them and just see what it is?
Good idea.
And they called, and it was not the IRS, but the woman still had her doubts. And so Raj said, look, why don't, just to be totally safe, let's stop at the police station and just talk to them before I take you to the bank. And so she agreed, and so they stopped at the Roseville police station, and Raj went inside and talked to a couple investigators, and they came outside and talked to the woman, and everybody eventually concluded it was a scam, and Raj was able to just take the woman home, so she did not send $25,000 overseas. And to whoever these scammers were.
Right.
But the police said they loved the story because there were so many points where Raj could have just taken her to this bank and been like, well, not my problem anymore. But he saw this was a 92-year-old woman being taken advantage of, and he was able to stop it. And she sent him a very nice gift card and a thank you note after the fact.
That's so sweet. My good thing is also another sweet thing involving the police. A woman who has asked not to be named celebrated Valentine's Day here in Lincoln by spending $800 to buy 53 large heart-shaped pizzas.
Aww.
And she had them delivered to every precinct here in the city.
Wow.
Craig McClassen, who's the general manager of Valentina, said she worked with him in the past couple days. So when she called him before, he wasn't caught off guard. He knew this was coming. And so they've been planning this, and apparently has been making, of course, they make the Valentine's Day heart-shaped pizzas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so she's like, yeah, I'd like 53 of those, and had them delivered to every precinct here in town, which is super nice.
That's awesome.
And the reasoning is because of all of the things. She says their job is thankless. They're the first to be at your beck and call, and they get no credit for it. This day is for love, and I wanted to show it to them. So,
that's sweet of her.
Congrats on LPD, and if you have any leftovers, the heart-shaped pizzas are really, really good.
Hold on. This is what's next with J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Or pizza never goes bad.
That's not true. That's not.
If you ask me and our Knights girl, Coriel, pizza never goes bad.
Okay.
All right.
Ring. Ring, ring.
It's progressively worse.
Ring, ring.
This is disturbing.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring.
That's what my phone would have sounded like last night. That, by the way,
dear God,
Adam Sandler's ringtone from the movie Bedtime Stories. It's very funny.
That's horrific.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
You imagine that going off at midnight and then again at 2. And then again at about 2:30 a.m.
People are texting you at this time?
So am I a bad parent / son? Because my mom called at like midnight.
Okay.
And then
is your ringer turned off?
I have it on Do Not Disturb. And so if you call twice, it'll ring through.
Oh, okay. So if it's an emergency.
So she called once. And then like 5 minutes later, sorry, fat finger dial. At midnight.
Okay, well, that's just an accident.
And my daughter.
And then she was just letting you know that it wasn't an emergency. It was just an accident, right?
My daughter at 2 in the morning. I forgot to tell you that I'm almost out of my meds and I need a refill.
Okay, that's unacceptable. Okay.
And then my son at 2:30 in the morning. Yo, you still taking me out for lunch tomorrow?
Oh, my gosh. You know, so are you asking if you're a bad father?
Am I a bad parent / son for not answering the phone? At those times?
No, they're ridiculous for texting you at non-essential reasons at 1 and 2 in the morning. Okay, your daughter needs to realize you're not refilling her prescription at 1 a.m. There is nothing you can do about her prescription.
Right.
And it's not even like, oh my God, I'm totally out.
Right.
Didn't you say she has like eight left? All right, so sometime over the next week or whatever, you need to deal with this. You could deal with this at... You get up 3 hours from when she's texting you.
Yeah.
Even if she's really stuck on it, send it then.
Right. I woke up at 4 a.m. and my phone was littered with notifications. I'm like, what is going on? And it was from mom. It was from my mom. It was from Serena. It was from Tristan. I'm like, oh, crap. Something really bad is happening right now. And I didn't answer. I'm like, oh God, am I a bad person for not answering? And then I saw what they were.
No, no, they're bad people.
They're bad people. Okay.
And your mom gets a pass because it was an accident. And then if you accidentally call somebody at midnight, you do have to send a follow-up text saying there's no emergency. Because usually if somebody calls you in the middle of the night, it's an urgent or there's some kind of emergency. And your son needs to learn. There's a rule in my house, which is if you wake me up to ask me a question, the answer is no. Right. Unless it's an emergency, if you have to wake me up to ask me, can I have a snack? No, you can't because I'm asleep.
And also, like, I need a certain amount of sleep. Why is my mom up until midnight?
Well, she doesn't have to go to work in the morning.
Okay, the college kid, I get it. But then my son at like 2:30 in the morning? Like,
he needs to go to bed.
Go to bed? Why are you up? It's a very strict bedtime rule at my house. At least with me, so... I just thought I'd ask.
No, you are not. This is on them. I am shaming them. Don't text people you know are sleeping for non-essential reasons. I mean, could this wait till the morning? Yes,
I already had a weird dream because I was trying to watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary on Netflix, and I got about two episodes in. I'm like, I got to go to bed. Otherwise, I'm not going to sleep. But then I had a dream that I was helping, I don't know, run the Patriots with Aaron Hernandez on the team. And I'm like, and all of a sudden, I get all these messages in the morning like, oh my God, what is going on?
You probably had weird dreams because your phone was lighting up constantly.
A possibility, too.
People, wait till the morning.
Yep.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Maybe that's what we need to help Apple or Google or whoever's got the phones, like the like a draft, like a text message draft. Like, schedule it. Send at 7 a.m.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe a bad idea.
Or just a little text between certain hours that pops up a message back at you like, is this an emergency?
Right.
Do you really need to send this right now?
Something like that would be good. All right. Why your Valentine's Day sucked.
We have a lot of messages on this one.
We'll get that coming up next. You can get on as well. Again, Facebook, Twitter, KX969, brought to you by Wiley Education Services.
Yeah.
Getting up
every morning.
This is Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
So pure and true, but it all was bullshit. It was a damn joke. And when I think of you, Linda, I hope you get choked.
There you go. Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Not so great for some people.
Yep, and we want to make you feel a little better about it. It's kind of an airing of the Valentine's Day grievances, and for lots of reasons, lots of people seem to have had subpar Valentine's days.
And okay, not to say that your Valentine's Day isn't sucky, but we're looking for the more comedic versions.
Or not even comedic, but more relationship oriented. Nobody diagnosed with fatal diseases on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know, just your standard issue relationship stuff. Or like poor Dan, who says, my wife decided to get a cat on Valentine's Day without talking about it first. And then she was going away for the weekend. What? So Valentine's Day was
How
just
is that even a thing?
Dan and the new cat he didn't want.
For Valentine's Day. I'm sure he wanted to do it.
For Valentine's Day. We also have had a couple of direct messages.
Okay.
People that would like to remain anonymous.
Yep.
The first one. My Valentine's Day was awful. My boyfriend and I have just started trying our relationship again after about a 6-month break. He was supposed to have planned an evening for us. I found out last minute he, in fact, had not planned anything. Then he was supposed to be at my house at about 7:30. He was an hour late and I fell asleep waiting for him. He showed up completely empty handed and said he didn't feel like doing anything.
Wow.
So I heated myself up some leftovers and we basically sat on the couch in awkward silence for a couple of hours and watched TV.
Oh,
happy Valentine's Day.
Right, so it's stuff like that.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Or it doesn't even have to be your personal Valentine's Day. Crystal says, I had to work and deal with lots of drunk couples at my hotel, so that was fun. Some were fighting. Some were all over each other. Some weren't even talking by the time they got to the hotel.
Yes. Okay, so 466-9696. Or you can do it on Facebook and Twitter. And you can direct message us if you need to stay anonymous because you want to jack up your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Why did your Valentine's Day suck?
It was bullshit. It was a damn joke. And
Valentine's Day sucked.
I love that movie.
I know, right?
Whitney says the person I had been dating decided to let me know Friday that he and his ex-wife, who cheated on him 3 years ago, are gonna try and work things out.
Yeah.
And he decided to tell her on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. What a jerk.
I kind of love Mary's.
Okay.
Mary says, my husband bought me, this is from Mary, my husband bought me a card that says, Happy Valentine's Day to my husband. Either he was completely not paying attention or he's getting new glasses for Valentine's Day.
I can see he just ran in and quick got one.
You didn't even read this.
That looks cute. Let's get it. Hi, Kix. Why did your Valentine's Day suck?
Well, I ended up being home all by myself. My husband and I have been married for 20 years, and we have three very busy children. So two kids were busy, and my other son and husband ended up going to the Nebraska wrestling meet. So I stayed home all by myself.
Oh, well, they went to that. That's not the kind of wrestling match people hope for on Valentine's Day.
That is a true fact.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. We want to know why your Valentine's Day sucked. And we'll give you a night out at the 12th Annual Russ's Market Wine and Food Experience coming up Friday the 28th with 90 booths of endless amounts of wine and gourmet food. And a chance to also win a trip for two to Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm. It is. That is a great date night.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to take the person who ticked you off on Valentine's Day.
Nope.
You can take somebody totally different.
Exactly. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. And again, you can direct message us if you need to stay anonymous. Why your Valentine's Day sucked to win something better.
I took two.
JP Lynn Husker Nick.
Turn it off once I turn it on.
696.9.
I know you need me too. I can't believe I found a love that's so pure and true. But it all was bullshit.
Asking about
it was a damn show.
Why your Valentine's Day sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, have we gotten some crazy messages.
We've gotten several from people who were puked on by children, who were home with sick children, including one from a man named Spoons, which is just kind of awesome. All three daughters got the stomach flu and they have one bathroom.
Oh, good.
So that sounds like a lovely Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Then we got another anonymous direct message that says, accidentally opened the Snapchat map Friday night and found out my ex is sleeping with my best friend. Well, maybe not my best friend anymore.
Oh, ooh. Wow. We got one on Twitter from Six Pack to Go. A girl I used to date asked me over for Valentine's Day for dinner and watch a movie. She fell asleep on her couch during the movie, curled up with her dog, so I quietly let myself out. Now she's mad at me for leaving.
I guess he could have nudged her and be like, hey, I'm just going to take off. But he was also trying to be considerate and let her sleep.
She's sleeping. I mean, just go. He's being respectful and left.
Yeah.
How is that a bad thing?
Yeah, no, that's not good. Just all the way around. That's just disappointing. Natasha said, we have an 11-day-old baby, so we stayed home Friday night, and my divorced in-laws had dinner at our house. That was a bit awkward, but at least there was steak. The plan was to make it up Saturday night as we had a babysitter for both kids, but my husband came down with the man cold.
Oh.
Now he also keeps saying, I guess I can't complain because my wife just pushed out a baby. Still, spent the whole weekend juggling a newborn and a 5-year-old and a man with a cold.
So you had three children.
Uh-huh.
My husband didn't even know it was Valentine's Day. We're in the store and people are buying Valentine's. I still don't think he realized.
What do you think all this is?
You know, right?
Come on.
How do you not know it's Valentine's Day? Okay. Well, continue to regale us with the horrible Valentine's Day you all experienced.
Natalie says, the guy I was dating, who is divorced, decided to randomly wear his wedding ring to dinner on Valentine's Day. That's awkward.
That's super weird.
Mark says, on Valentine's Day, I found out that the girl I had been seeing was using her Twitter to meet men. We broke up.
Wow.
Sorry, people. Valentine's Day sucks.
This is why you guys don't celebrate it, is it?
Blame Hallmark.
Yeah. It's all of their faults. Coming up, Make It Right Monday, and one of the best, when Kelly needs to make it up to Janice. We'll get that after Mara Morris. It's Kicks.
You're listening to Kicks Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was
wrong. And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kicks 96.9.
Kelly needs our help with a childhood best friend and us to make it right. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I mean, pretty nervous, but I'm okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So tell us what do you need to make right? What did you do?
So Janice and I have been friends for like 20 years. We've been friends since we were little kids.
Okay.
And Janice doesn't know that I wronged her, but I feel really, really bad, and I really have to make this right.
So this is both an apology and a reveal coming up here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I need to tell her something that's really, really important, and she doesn't even know that it's coming. I just actually listened to you guys last week for the first time, and you really helped someone, and I feel like you guys are going to be able to help me today.
Okay.
You did an amazing job, and I think you guys are really going to be able to help me.
Okay.
All right.
You sure you're listening to
us? I feel like you'll have my back, and I need you. We're girls, so, you know, we got to have each other's back.
I mean, to be fair, so is she. All right, well, but we've got you. We've got you. What did you do?
I don't know. I really just feel like I need to tell Janice when she gets on the line.
Okay.
Did you kill her, someone?
No, nobody's dead, right? We're not doing anything with death.
Not yet. She might kill me.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was like, oh my God, this is our first murder. Guys.
She paused for a really long time, and when pauses happen,
dying?
Something happened.
Yeah, they're not dead yet, but they're
clinging to life.
Okay. Legally, they're not dead yet.
Okay,
I'm really glad no one's dead.
Then,
I'm very nervous about what's happening here, and I'm also not 100% sure you were listening to our show when you heard somebody do an excellent job with it. But
that's for sure.
But we are going to do our very best.
All right,
assuming that we're not about to defend a crime.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
None of us are lawyers.
As long as
I apologize.
That murder or yeah, anything super bad is coming up next. We'll give Janice a call.
All right,
We'll get her on the phone and let you apologize and reveal what you did, and hopefully we can make it right.
All right.
Next with the JP Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
So it's not murder.
Murder?
But what happened between Kelly and Janice? And will Janice accept Kelly's apology and us to make it right? That's on the way now. It's Darius. It's Kix.
Good morning.
This is Kix Mornings.
Wake you up.
With JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Hey, yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday. On Kix 96.9.
So Kelly and Janice have been best friends since they were little. And now Kelly has somehow did Janice wrong.
She won't tell us what it is.
No, that's a major piece of contention because thankfully enough, we've got editing and like the bleep button and whatever else may pop up.
Right, to make sure this doesn't get way off the rails.
Right, but now we're going to give Kelly a chance to make it right and see if we can help out. So Janice is on hold, Kelly. We're going to kind of introduce ourselves, and then we'll let you talk with her, and then we'll be here to hopefully make it right.
Okay.
Hey, Janice.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for holding on. It's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, and producer Liz hanging out. Good morning.
Morning. Hi.
Hi. So on Mondays, we do something called Make It Right Monday, where somebody who has in some way wronged somebody they care about enlists our help to hopefully make it right. And we have a friend of yours. We don't know what she did because she won't tell us. she wants to tell you, and we're very interested to know what that is now, and that we're not involved in something super bad.
Yeah.
So.
Oh okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you're confused. Weird. We are too. So, okay. All right. What's going on? Let's hear it.
Hey, Janice, it's Kelly.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. I'm really nervous, so just want to tell you that I love you so much, and this doesn't change our friendship at all, I hope. Okay, so you know the guy from my work that you started dating?
Yeah? What about him?
So I maybe knew that he had an STD before you guys started dating, and I didn't say anything because he seems like a really nice guy. And
oh my God.
I feel really bad that you got that STD.
Oh my God, you just sold her out on the radio.
Kelly, I just really wanted to apologize and say that I'm so sorry. Oh, wow. And I should have told you, but I mean, I didn't expect for you to be going through what you're going through right now, and I love you so much, and I don't want this to affect our friendship.
So you knew that he had an STD.
Isn't that a felony?
When we started dating, you knew that.
Like knowing, and then...
I think it is if you know that you do. I don't know that you legally have to...
We're involved in a
tell
felony.
Somebody that somebody else does.
A misdemeanor?
Yeah, but you're my best friend, Kelly. This is insane.
I'm so sorry. Wow. I mean, I heard he was really good in bed, and
oh my
really
God.
Needed a good lay, so I just kind of figured he was past the STD,
Kelly,
but I guess he was.
I hate you.
Whoa.
No, we're done. Nope.
What? Oh, no. Oh.
Janice is gone. She hung up.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Wow. There are some things that I could say, but I don't think I can say them in the morning time, so...
Yeah, probably not.
I'll just...
On the radio.
Say them on the radio. Okay, sorry. Not a time for Donna Summer. I'm sorry. It's not the time.
Okay. Unfortunately, we are done.
Maybe there's more conversation to be had off the air.
Not on the radio.
About why you were scared to tell her or didn't feel like it was your place or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly... There's no way to make this right by us. This is definitely between you and her. And you guys.
I don't know that concert tickets will help.
No, that's not going to do a dang thing for this. So, good luck, and thanks for listening to the show.
Thanks, guys.
So there's that.
That was an awkward one.
Seems like that happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need us to make it right, then maybe don't do something as bad as that.
Right.
But we'll do the best to help.
We're not magicians.
We can't make time.
Do our best.
Go back in time or anything like that.
Yep,
so,
yep.
If you need us to help you make it right, we're here on Mondays. Just direct message us with the title, Make It Right. We'll do the best to help figure it out at least. But that one, good luck.
Get up. This is Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Love. Cruise ships.
Exciting. And
I've always wanted to go on one, but the more I see the stuff that happens, the more I'm like, yeah, nope.
I mean, everybody I know who's been on a cruise has had fun. I've never taken one.
Right.
I'd like to do it at least once. I know lots of people that have done like the Disney cruise stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, then you just have to make sure that you don't get the coronavirus. Or
that is highly unlikely. Yeah. Literally has never happened before until right now in the history of cruises.
And I believe the Diamond Princess ship that was off the coast of Tokyo last week is they've gotten everybody off. They quarantined them and they got them off. And
all the Americans that were there are now on flights back to military bases, and they'll be quarantined in the United States, like the ones in Camp Ashland.
Yeah.
You know, 14 days or whatever it is under far away from the public.
Well, while they were being quarantined, an Australian couple, they wanted to keep the party going because they were fine,
right?
And
everybody's fine. I mean, even there were some people that tested positive but totally asymptomatic. Like everybody feels fine,
right?
But and they were trapped in the room too, right?
Right. That's
like not just on the ship, but everybody had to stay in their own rooms.
They were allowed out every 4/5 days for an hour walk on the deck.
Oh my gosh.
And that's it.
That sounds so miserable.
So they're stuck in there, and the view for the next 13 days, according to them, or maybe 28, just found out another 10 positive and they were taken ashore. So they're like, their view is just that little window that you get inside your cruise ship
room.
That
little hole.
Mm-hmm. And so they got a great idea. Because they wanted to at least have some fun on their cruise. Uh-huh. So they reached out to the Naked Wine Club.
Okay.
And much to their delight, received 2 bottles of Pinot Noir that were delivered to their cabin by drone.
Oh, my. I was going to say, how? They're on a ship by drone?
So they're out the coast, floating off the coast. And about the Naked Wine Club was able to somehow send out via like a container and their drone to this couple, and then when they were out on one of their walks, they were able to time it out and have their wine delivered to them via drone.
Okay, that's actually just brilliant. They are literally stuck with nothing to do in this little tiny room for 4 or 5 days at a time, and then they get a walk, and then they're back in for 4 or 5 days.
And so, okay, so you think that's okay?
Yes, why not?
I wonder, though, because I was thinking about this.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
You like this idea.
Yes.
I think it's a bad idea.
It's 2 bottles of wine. They're not getting trashed.
No, I'm not even talking. Yeah, because if they decide to get too drunk and they decide to leave their cabin and then keep the party going outside the room, that's a bad idea.
Right.
But I just think that
why do you think it's a bad idea?
I think it's a dangerous idea.
Why?
Because there's a drone flying on a cruise ship, towards a cruise ship. Anything bad could happen. They could drop the boxes of wine on somebody. You don't know how well that's going to go.
Okay, so this is just an argument against drone delivery in general?
A little bit of that. It's just like, yeah, you're putting at risk the possibility that you could get get yourself sick or whatever by being out and about grabbing your drone wine.
Look, if I'm on my officially sanctioned once a week walk around and I can time that so that I can get a couple of bottles of wine when I'm literally trapped with nothing to do for like 2 weeks, everybody else is just jealous they didn't think of it.
So you think it's okay?
Yes.
I don't think so. What do you think? 466-9696. Was this a good idea or a bad idea?
Wine delivered to quarantine.
Via drone. 466-9696. Good idea or bad idea?
Wake up every day.
Waking you up every morning.
With JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea.
Love. On a cruise ship. Hanging out, and every 4 or 5 days you get to walk around. And that's what happened for some Australian people and a lot of people that were on the Princess cruise ship that got stuck off the coast of Tokyo for a while.
Right, because they're quarantined because of the coronavirus. So not only could they not get off the ship, they had to stay in their rooms.
Right.
All the time. Except for once every 4 or 5 days, they got to take a walk for exercise around the ship. Like, this is such a worst case. Like, oh my gosh. In those tiny little cabins for days at a time.
Right.
And you can't leave.
And so this Australian couple thought they'd take it upon themselves and order from the Naked Wine Company to get a couple of bottles of Pinot Noir delivered to their cabin by drone. And so I think it's a bad idea. You think it's a good idea.
Yeah, okay. You are trapped. You can do nothing else. Nothing. Everybody else is just jealous they didn't think of it.
The couple said, thank you, Naked Wine Club. You're incredible. Just got the first drop. Thank goodness for drones. The Japanese Coast Guard didn't know what the F was going on.
Oh, wow. Okay. Try not to get shot down by the Japanese Coast Guard.
So it's a good idea or a bad idea. You're stuck on this cruise ship and you order some wine via the Naked Wine Club to be delivered by drone. Hi, Kix.
I think it's a good idea, but I also wonder if they were able to keep it because the cruise ship liquor license is still in effect, and if someone brings their own liquor, they could lose their license.
That's an interesting point.
Oh, that's valid.
Although yeah. I also feel like in the middle of a lengthy, unexpected quarantine, lots of rules probably get changed.
True, yeah, true.
That's factual, too, yeah. Yeah, we brought a keg to a golf event and put it on one of the tee boxes, and they're like, you can't have this
No, in
here.
General, no, in a place with a liquor license, idea. You can't do that. However, like I said, this is a lengthy, unexpected situation. Right. There was no rules for this. You couldn't prepare for this. Maybe lots of stuff goes out the window.
Hi, Kix.
My concern is, who's checking ID?
Oh, when they deliver it? I think you have to... Like, when you order, you have to post a certain birth date or whatever, probably. But you also said, Lauren, that you can't have, like, alcohol delivered?
Often, no. Usually, no. Even, like, the local grocery stores that you can do grocery delivery, you can't have alcohol delivered. They'll, pre-pack it for you at the store, and you can do the pickup, but somebody at the store has to look at an ID. So, I don't know how that works with alcohol delivery.
Okay.
Because they do have to have contingencies for how to check ID.
Okay. Well, we'll wrap with what Fresh 402 had to say on Twitter about this and whether or not it's a good idea or a bad idea to have your wine delivered via drone.
Mm-hmm. He says, if you're stuck on a cruise ship and can't do anything, I'm team drone. And remember, alcohol probably kills germs. I don't know that you're actually going to get rid of the virus, but it sounds like a good justification to me. I should go with that.
Go for it.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
That content for hours on a plane. If that's what you want to deal with or not.
Oh my gosh, this story just won't go away.
We'll get that coming up. Plus, your first chance to fly to Florida.
I feel like spring again today, but winter returns by midweek. 50 will be our high. Chances for some morning showers, but then just partly cloudy and windy later. It is 39 degrees now.
JP, Lauren Huskernick, we'll get that concert announcement coming up. But first, let's get you what you need to know about a chance to go to Tortuga.
Tortuga.
Here we go.
Come on.
Go. So you'll be listening for that to pop up at 8, 11, 2, 5, and 7 every day. When it does, you want to get the keyword from us, because then you have a chance to go to the Tortuga Music Festival.
Tortuga.
Which is coming up here, and a lot of fun. So you're going to chance to go to the Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 3 days of music and fun on the beach with Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, Pitbull, Bare Naked Ladies, John Party, Billy Currington, Cole Swindell, Kelsey Ballerini, Lee Bryce, Morgan Wallen, Chris Lane, Vanilla Ice is going to be there. Low Cash.
I did not expect Vanilla Ice in that list you were reading just then.
Blanco Brown, the get down, the get up song. The get up song. You know what I mean.
And by the Muppets? What was that?
So there's a lot. And then along with that, you'll get a chance to hang out with Miranda Lambert while you're there. So you listen for the keyword, then you get it on our website at kzkx.com for your chance to go hang at the Tortuga Music Festival. Your word for this hour is play.
Play, P-L-A-Y. So
put the word play.
P-L-A-Y.
Into our website at kzkx.com. You'll have your chance to go to the Tortuga Music Festival and hang out with one of your favorites and one of ours as well, Miranda Lambert. And Luke Bryan and Tim McGraw and Blanco Brown doing the dip, dip,
dip, dip, dip, dip, and Vanilla so, Ice.
So get it in play at kzkx.com.
Turn up the radio. Kix Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
On Kix 96.9.
All right, we said we had a big concert announcement for you, and one of the biggest ones out there is the boy.
Brilliant lover, so come ride with me to the distance.
Of Rascal Flatts. Celebrating their 20th anniversary year. And saying goodbye. They're no longer going to tour after this one.
I always believe it when I see it.
I know. We said that about, what, the Eagles, Cher, Elton John.
I feel like many people have farewell tours multiple times. However, they're always extra awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And our boys, Gary J and Joe Don, are going to be coming back. That was actually one of my first concerts.
Rascal Flatts?
Working in country music. We had them at the Rococo Theater in a blizzard.
Oh, wow.
Before they had one hit. This Everyday Love had come out. Like, one first big hit, and then we got to hang out with them and hung out with them backstage.
Oh, wow.
Super nice guys.
They've done all right for themselves.
Yeah, they've had some good times.
Yep.
And so the boys are going to be coming back around a Saturday night party at the CHI Health Center on August 1st, which is probably good. They're older, so if, like, someone... breaks a hip or something, we got it covered in the CHI Health Center. I'm just kidding. Anytime we mention the CHI Health Center, it's just like...
Sounds like you can get your flu shot while you're there.
Right, exactly.
But no.
Checked for that whooping cough if you got an issue there. But yes, so it's official. They're going to be August 1st, a Saturday night party at the Century League, the CHI Health Center, formerly the Central League Center. So you can go up. And more details about when tickets go on sale coming up here real fast. So as soon as we got it for you, we'll get all the details. It's already on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. And then we'll keep adding on more stuff.
Careful, they're your age. Just watch them. Not that much older, not at all. just watch it.
Damn it. All right. Thought maybe I was in the clear there. So your chance to hang with Rascal Flatts. We'll have your free tickets at KZKX.com. Be a good time. On the way, the nitty gritty for Music City. Sam Hunt's now on Kick 96.9 with JP Lauren Huskernick. Good morning.
Woo!
Our one big thing is a big concert, and that's what we had for you this morning. The boys of Rascal Flatts. One of their first hits, Praying for Daylight. Way back in the beginning. And they're celebrating their 20th anniversary in country music with the Life is a Highway Farewell Tour.
Maybe.
They're going away. They're never coming back ever again. So this is your only chance to see them live.
I absolutely think you should see this concert. I am also beyond believing any artist who tells us it's their farewell tour.
Right.
Elton These
John,
guys,
Cher.
All three the of them Eagles. Are in their 40s. I feel like this may, there's going to be a reunion at some point. However,
say there's a chance.
I am saying there's a chance. However, you should still be at their first farewell tour.
Well, and it also is their 20th anniversary celebration, which is a good thing. They've been in country music for 20 years, a bunch of hits throughout those years. So count on all that to be there at the CHI Health Center, Omaha, on Saturday night, August 1st, which is my birthday.
Oh, so well, that's going to be fun.
And they were one of the first groups I got to hang out with. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of fun.
At the Rococo, right?
Yeah. Way back, we had a blizzard, and you know how they pile up the snow? The middle of the streets downtown. Had to climb over a pile because we parked on the other side of the street to get to the Rococo Theater and hang out with the guys when they still had the frosted tips in their hair.
Well, and it was awesome.
Yeah, Gary J and Joe Dot are really good dudes and a lot of fun, and it should be a great night in Omaha. And again, all the details on our Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Tickets are going to be on sale soon. We'll have the details as soon as they'll get out. We'll get your chance to buy tickets for that. Otherwise, you can win them right away at KZKX.com.
Winter's not going anywhere for a while.
So expect more cool temperatures and grab that umbrella.
But that doesn't mean you can't.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Win a trip for two to the beachfront Tortuga Music Festival in Florida.
Now back to you.
Get all the details now at KZKX.com.